Hide your kids. Lock the doors. You're listening to HR's most dangerous podcast. Chad Soash and Joel Cheeseman.
Hey, boys and girls. It's Joel Cheeseman of the Chad and Cheese Podcast, and this is The Shred for the first week of March 2023. The Shred is a weekly roundup of who's raised funds, who's been acquired, and who's on the move in the world of recruitment. The Shred is brought to you today by Recruitology. Recruitology uses AI to connect employers with the right talent through programmatic job distribution, passive candidate matching, and virtual job fairs. Guys, you can learn more today by going to recruitology.com/employers. Now to the news in no particular order. Georgia-based Work Llama has raised $50 million in investments. The funds will be used to grow the company's team, accelerate product enhancements, embark on strategic acquisitions, invest in continued automation, and expand its presence across North America, Europe, and Asia Pacific. Work Llama aims to help connect talent with roles that are meaningful and allow them to engage easily with brands in their chosen field. Since its founding in 2016, the Work Llama team has grown to 112 employees with customers across four continents. Illinois-based technology solutions provider CD Corp has acquired Locus Recruiting, a Denver-based consulting firm specializing in information security, cloud computing, networking, and infrastructure. The deal was made to accelerate CDW's capability to meet increasingly complex technology challenges for its customers. Locus has extensive experience in delivering technology solutions in network, cloud, and security to large companies globally. Terms of the transaction were not disclosed. Founded in 2017, Locus employs 46 people. London-based legal tech startup Robin AI has raised $10.5 million in a Series A funding round. This brings total funding to $16.9 million. The company uses AI, including natural language processing and OCR, to streamline legal workflows and make best legal practice more accessible to small and medium-sized enterprises. The company will use the funding to continue expansion. Founded in 2019, the company employs 77 people. San Francisco-based Gable has secured $16 million in funding. Gable's online platform enables employees to see where their coworkers are working each day and book a desk alongside them, while the company can manage budgets and monitor employee satisfaction. Gable claims more than 50 companies and 5,000 employees using its platform. Founded in 2020, the company employs 27 people. Colorado-based employee recognition and rewards platform Bonusly has secured $18.9 million in a Series B funding round. This brings total funding to $31.4 million. Bonusly's platform fosters employee recognition, with 93% of customers noting improved engagement, according to the company. By offering real-time data on how organizations work and how workers communicate and connect, Bonusly's analytics capabilities can be used by HR teams and managers to understand how they can improve employee morale and retention. Bonusly will use the funds to continue growth and expansion. Founded in 2012, the company employs 118 people. New York-based AI-powered claims guidance platform Evolution IQ has raised $7 million in a Series B funding round. This brings total funding to $33.1 million. The proceeds will be used to expand the company's teams and international presence. The company tripled contracted revenue in 2022, with every pilot turning into a production customer, and is seeing returns of sick and injured people to work up to 3.5 months earlier than standard industry methods. Founded in 2019, the company employs 90 people. Fresno, California-based Bitwise Industries, a technology company that creates scalable digital solutions, and services in Salesforce, DocuSign, and digital product development has announced an $80 million investment. This brings total funding to $158.4 million. The investment will drive economic transformation in the cities that Bitwise serves and support its expansion to Chicago's South Side. Bitwise has helped create over 15,000 jobs, renovated over 1 million square feet of previously vacant downtown areas, and skilled over 10,000 individuals from underestimated communities. The investment will allow Bitwise to continue its work creating spaces that unite communities and spur economic and business growth in underserved communities. Founded in 2013, the company employs 491 people. Minnesota-based Mercer, a global HR consulting firm, has acquired HR tech consulting firm LeapGen. The acquisition bolsters Mercer's U.S. operations with LeapGen's consulting experience in digital HR strategy, transformation, and improving employees' digital experience. LeapGen will be able to expand internationally and increase technical capabilities. That's according to CEO and co-founder Jason Averbrook. LeapGen says its clients include many Fortune 500 and Fortune 1000 companies, several of which are also Mercer clients. Founded in 2017, LeapGen employs 57 people. Guys, all employee data is provided by our friends at LinkedIn. Be sure to tune into the Friday show for this and more news and commentary from the world of recruiting. As always, big thanks to Recruitology for supporting the Shred. Recruitology brings machine learning and AI to virtual job fairs, candidate matching, and programmatic job distribution. As always, you can learn more today by going to recruitology.com/employers. Cheeseman out.
Adios, turd nuggets.
Welcome, change agents, to your go-to place for stories that ignite your spirit, fuel your purpose, and connect us all. We believe in the incredible power of the human spirit, its boundless resilience, and the inspiration it brings to our lives. On the Driving Change podcast, we'll journey together through the extraordinary yet very relatable experiences of some of the most amazing people on earth. Our mission? That through these stories, we might just spark change within you and awaken a newfound motivation to harness your unique gifts to make a real difference in the world. So get ready to be inspired and join us on this incredible adventure. You can find the Driving Change podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you love listening to your favorite podcasts.